Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Pitts Evans. Welcome to the Whole Word Podcast. Let's get right to the Word of God. Jeremiah chapter 4. If you, Israel, will return, then return to me, declares the Lord. If you put your detestable idols out of my sight and no longer go astray, and if in a truthful, just, and righteous way you swear, as surely as the Lord lives, then the nations will invoke blessings by him, and in him they will boast. This is what the Lord says to the people of Judah and to Jerusalem. Break up your unplowed ground, and do not sow among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord. Circumcise your hearts, you people of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, or my wrath will flare up and burn like fire because of the evil you have done. Burn with no one to quench it. Announce in Judah and proclaim in Jerusalem and say, sound the trumpet throughout the land. Cry aloud and say, gather together, let us flee to the fortified cities. Raise the signal to go to Zion. Flee for safety without delay, for I am bringing disaster from the north, even terrible destruction. A lion has come out of his lair. A destroyer of nations has set out. He has left his place to lay waste to your land. Your towns will lie in ruins without inhabitant. Put on sackcloth, lament, and wail, for the fierce anger of the Lord has not turned away from us. In that day, declares the Lord, the king and the officials will lose heart. The priests will be horrified, and the prophets will be appalled. Then I said, alas, sovereign Lord, how completely you have deceived this people in Jerusalem by saying you will have peace when the sword is at our throats. At that time, this people in Jerusalem will be told, a scorching wind from the barren heights in the desert blows toward my people, but not to winnow or cleanse. A wind too strong for that comes from me. Now I pronounce my judgments against them. Look, he advances like the clouds. His chariots come like whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe to us, we are ruined. Jerusalem, wash the evil from your heart and be saved. How long will you harbor your wicked thoughts? A voice is announcing from Dan, proclaiming disaster from the hills of Ephraim. Tell this to the nations, proclaim concerning Jerusalem. A besieging army is coming from a distant land, raising a war cry against the cities of Judah. They surround her like men guarding a field, because she has rebelled against me, declares the Lord. Your own conduct and actions have brought this on you. This is your punishment. How bitter it is! How it pierces the heart! Oh, my anguish, my anguish! I writhe in pain. Oh, the agony of my heart! My heart pounds within me. I cannot keep silent, for I have heard the sound of the trumpet. I have heard the battle cry. Disaster follows disaster. The whole land lies in ruin. In an instant my tents are destroyed, my shelter in a moment. How long must I see the battle standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? My people are fools. They do not know me. They are senseless children. They have no understanding. They are skilled in doing evil, and they know not how to do good. I looked at the earth, and it was formless and empty, and at the heavens, and their light was gone. I looked at the mountains, and they were quaking. All of the hills were swaying. I looked, and there were no people. Every bird in the sky had flown away. I looked, and the fruitful land was a desert. All of its towns lay in ruins before the Lord, before his fierce anger. This is what the Lord says. The whole land will be ruined, though I will not destroy it completely. Therefore, the earth will mourn, and the heavens will grow dark above, because I have spoken and will not relent. I have decided and will not turn back. At the sound of horsemen and archers, every town takes flight. Some go into the thickets. Some climb up among the rocks. All the towns are deserted. No one lives in them. What are you doing, you devastated one? Why dress yourself in scarlet and put on jewels of gold? Why highlight your eyes with makeup? You adorn yourself in vain. Your lovers despise you. They want to kill you. I hear a cry as of a woman in labor, a groan as of one bearing her first child, the cry of the daughter of Zion, gasping for breath, stretching out her hands and saying, "Alas, I am fainting. My life is given over to murderers." Graphic, friends, graphic, prophetic, poetic, prophetic words concerning God's intended plans toward Judah. But the essence of this is the Lord is bringing judgment. He's still calling on the people to circumcise their hearts and repent. He says, if you, Israel, will return to me, if you will put your detestable idols out of my sight and no longer go astray, and in a truthful and just and righteous way will behave towards me, this is what the Lord says. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord. Circumcise your hearts, you people of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, or my wrath will flare up and burn like fire because of the evil you've done with no one to quench it. So even now, the Lord is calling on them to turn their hearts toward him. This idea of circumcision of the heart is developed further in the New Testament, but it speaks of the inner attitude of the people, not just the outer adherence to the covenant of Moses, but the actual heart desire to do the will of the Lord and to know the Lord and to pursue the Lord. Jeremiah is told to make Yahweh's announcement to the people, announce in Judah and proclaim in Jerusalem, saying, "Sound the trumpet throughout the land, to cry aloud and say, gather together, let us flee to the fortified cities." So Jeremiah is once again commissioned by God to announce the pending judgment. Evil is coming from the north, so Judah should take refuge. The Lord says, "Flee for safety without delay, for I'm bringing disaster from the north, even a terrible destruction." So the Lord has decreed imminent judgment. He has decided that they have crossed the point of no return, or they're rapidly crossing the point of no return. And the Lord says in verse 11, "At that time, this people in Jerusalem will be told, 'A scorching wind from the barren heights in the desert blows towards my people.' But this time, not to winnow or cleanse. This is a wind that's too strong for that, that's coming from me." And he says, "Now I pronounce my judgments against them." So they've seen difficult days before. They've seen fires of trials and tribulations. But this is something different. This is actually the Lord's judgments coming against his people. And so Jeremiah says on behalf of his people, "Woe to us, we are ruined." The Lord calls on Jerusalem again. "Jerusalem, wash the evil from your hearts and be saved." And to be honest with you, friends, the narrative gets a little blurred as to when God is speaking and when Jeremiah is speaking for himself. The two are in league together in this call to Israel to repent and the call for Israel to prepare for the coming judgment. So it's interesting. You know, we as believers are called to be one with God. Jeremiah was one of the prophets that really interfaced with the Lord in a very profound way. So at times this prophetic word is blurry. Is God speaking, or is God speaking through Jeremiah, or is Jeremiah speaking on his own behalf? Nevertheless, the Lord says, "Tell this to the nation, proclaim concerning Jerusalem, a besieging army is coming from a distant land, raising a war cry against the cities of Judah." And the Lord says further, "Your own conduct and actions have brought this on you. This is your punishment. How bitter it is, how it pierces the heart." And so because of Israel's sins, Judah will be turned into a wilderness. And once again, these words I'm about to read, is it Jeremiah or is it the Lord or both? You judge. Verse 19, "Oh, my anguish, I writhe in pain. Oh, the agony of my heart pounds away within me. I cannot keep silent. Disaster follows disaster. The whole land lies in ruin. In an instant, my tents are destroyed, my shelter in a moment. How long must I see the battle standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? My people are fools. They do not know me. They are senseless children. They have no understanding. They are skilled in doing evil. They know not how to do good. He continues, verse 26, I looked, and the fruitful land was a desert. All of its towns lay in ruins before the Lord, before his fierce anger. This is what the Lord says, the whole land will be ruined, though I will not destroy it completely. Therefore the earth will mourn and the heavens above grow dark, because I have spoken and I will not relent. I have decided and will not turn back. Jeremiah then, friends, closes this chapter by addressing the daughter of Zion, his people, with sorrow, once again, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, but the prophet's emotion is definitely mixed up in this language. Verse 30, What are you doing, you devastated one? Why dress yourself in scarlet and put on jewels of gold? Why highlight your eyes with makeup? You adorn yourself in vain. Your lovers despise you. They want to kill you. I hear a cry as of a woman in labor, a groan as of one bearing her first child. It is the cry of the daughter Zion, gasping for breath, stretching out her hands and saying, Alas, I am fainting. My life is given over to murderers. So friends, I just want to pray. Now, I'm not going to make a lot of comments on what we've just heard, except to say that when judgment comes, the Lord is always trying to get us to come to a place of turning back toward him. So even when judgment has been decreed, the motivation from heaven is not just to destroy, but to cause people to relent and to turn toward him. Yes, at times destruction comes anyway, but the people are not destroyed in an ultimate sense if they turn back to the Lord. So Lord, we pray that your people would turn toward you in whatever season they find themselves. Lord, whether they're in a nation that is crumbling around their ears, as Jeremiah was with his beloved Judah. Lord, whether it's that kind of situation or whether it's another situation where there are difficult days, Lord, may people turn toward you in times of sorrow, in times of trials and tribulation, in times of disaster. Lord, may every disaster cause people to flee to your arms. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Whole Word. It was brought to you by Whole Word Fellowship and the Northern Virginia House of Prayer. If you were encouraged, please share our podcast with your friends. We'd also appreciate it if you'd hit subscribe in your favorite podcast app and take a few moments to write a review. If you'd like more information on our church and our ministry, you can go to wholeword.net or wholewordpodcast.com for more information. Thank you again, and may the Lord Jesus bless you today and always.